I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
All right. Game of Thrones. Thank you. How did you know? Was it the look on my face?
Lucky guess.
I will say that I believe what is my favorite moment of the entire series happened last night. The gathering of some of the main characters around the fire as they're just, you know, they all believe that it's very likely that they'll die the next day. As the dead are coming to get them. So goddamn creepy. And basically the whole show seemed to be kind of a roundup of what everyone did on what they think could be their last night on Earth. Or their last night as themselves. Because it's quite possible that anyone who dies in this battle is going to be joining a special army of dead people.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. So I thought it was an epic episode, but that
moment... You loved it.
Oh, my God. I just thought that they're doing a great job of building up the incredible tension for the zombie. Total spoilers here, people. And it ends in a way where your heart is just pounding like, oh, my God, it's on. But it's that moment with Brienne and Jaime.
Yeah.
In that, I won't say in case you've, you know, there's already been a million spoilers. But the smile that crosses her face with her, you know, as her eyes are tearing up.
Does she love him in a more than friends way?
You know, whether she admits it to herself or not, she does. And he clearly...
He has feelings for her.
He has feelings for her. And I don't think that either of them really puts it into words, but it's, you know, they just are... This show does such an incredible job with the friendships. Like,
I was thinking about that last night because you said that on Friday.
Just the connection that they show that these people have. Like, they're really, you know, it's in life, too. The only really important thing is the people that you know and love and the way they relate to each other and the way that, you know, impending doom will sort of open you up. And God damn, that big redheaded dude.
He's fantastic.
He is the funniest thing that of a... Is the big woman still here?
Was that not great?
It was great. And then they just keep doing these like close-ups where he goes, my eyes have always been blue.
Yeah, I like that.
It's just so good.
I like that he brought his own drink and he's just dribbling it all down himself.
And I think it might be Giants like, milk.
Yeah. What are we watching?
They're all... Davos goes... Maybe I will have that drink.
God, total savage.
Yeah. So good. I just thought that there were some extraordinary moments in a show that's already off the charts for me.
So get to the one scene, though. You already mentioned it.
The scene where the little girl that we've been watching grow up all these years just stripped down in front of us. And mm-hmm. I'm like, this feels really wrong. But go, you guys go.
She's 18,
well, good for her.
Right? She's 18.
Well, she's 22 in real life.
In real
so
life, but on the show, she's
I guess she's
18.
About 18, right?
Is she 22? Wow.
Yeah, I know. Isn't that crazy? She was 12 when she started, but she was a little 12. Like, she was a little girl. And
had awkward years. She's actually...
She's turned out all
come
right.
Come into her own.
She has.
I'm happy for her.
I really did not think that there would be any nudity. Even as she was stripping down, I was quite surprised. I was like, oh my God, Arya, cover those up! This is ridiculous.
Oh, relax. They barely, that was extremely tasteful, considering.
Oh, my God.
Don't you think?
I can't take mm-hmm. it. My heart's going to give out.
They hardly showed anything.
They showed enough. Oh, she's just a little girl.
And I think for her, as a person who grew up on the screen, it was the right thing to do because she needed to break that kid thing going into future roles in Hollywood. She needed... Because she knows everyone's watching.
Right.
It's the biggest show going. It's the big finale.
Yep.
This was her way to say, hey, I'm grown up, everybody.
Yeah. In case you're wondering, I'm not that kid anymore.
I'm not going to do any playground roles. I'm ready to move on into woman, you know, roles.
I want young woman roles.
Right.
For now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It was an excellent I also, more than that particular scene too, she and Gendry escaped King's Landing together. Gendry is the bastard son of Robert Baratheon, the old king, the one who was married to Cersei from, like, I don't know, 100 seasons ago. So he's trying to, they're smuggling him out of the city at the same time that Arya is posing as a little boy, and they're all headed up to the wall or wherever they're going. And they bonded on the way, and they were both children at that point. Now he's grown up into a man, and she, I think, clearly has some feelings there, more mm-hmm. than just that she wanted to lose her virginity. And then the exchange that they, like, he has no idea what she's become. He has no idea. And when she throws those knives and tells him, okay, my weapon. And he's like, okay.
And right on that.
I'm on that now. I had no idea. Because he thought she was going to be down in the crypt. And she's all, oh my God, you have no idea what I have become. I just thought it was really powerful. I mean, how did you feel as you watched the episode?
I'm surprised the way they set that up, because we have 4 episodes left.
Mm.
So I don't know if they're going to spend the entire next episode at war.
They have to, almost, well, right?
Yeah, but can you watch a full episode of just fighting mm. without any... I mean, I guess they're going to break over to Cersei.
They didn't last night.
Right.
I was like, where's
so
she?
So there's a chance, you know, as they set this thing up, and it's the two sides are ready. They clearly, the dead people arrived and the good guys are ready and it's on and the whole, so, but do they go over to Cersei? I don't know, but 4 episodes?
I know.
There's a lot of time left, and they wrapped up a lot last night.
They
a
did.
Lot.
Well, and it was revealed to Daenerys and she immediately grasped what it meant that Jon Snow's her nephew. So I don't know how that will...
Well, that's not going to stop them. They're for sure going to keep boning.
Oh, yeah.
It's going to be out
curiosity. No, that's not even the...
I think what you're going to find out is... This is a guess.
Okay.
Guessing. My guess is that Jon Snow goes, nah, you be the leader.
Right.
If we survive this, you go ahead.
Well, I actually
just
think
keep
that
delivering
maybe he'll even just say, yeah, let's keep it a secret. I'm just going to marry you.
Right.
I'm in love with you.
Right.
Mm. Right.
That's what he's into. That's what she's into, too.
Sure. Oh, man. They're down. She was so hurt when he, your grace, and walked out. She's all, but John.
I love that Theon came back, because he was basically a coward.
Mm-hmm.
He was shown to be a coward, and now he's come back and is... And I think every person, man or woman, you either have that in you or you don't. You go, I will never be a coward again, after you feel like you've not...
Well,
not stepped
horrible,
up.
Horrible.
I know.
But he's done some horrible things.
But he's right. He earned a lot of the bad stuff. But I'm just saying, like, for him to go back and say, I'm going to fight after he didn't save his sister.
Right.
He let his sister go.
Well, he went back and got her
she
after.
She headbutted him because she was like, you're a loser. Right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there he is to save her. And she just goes, you.
All this crap has happened to me. Although I will say this, it was probably the only way he could save her. If he'd tried to save her when she was being held by her uncle, he would have died.
You're probably right, but that's probably what inspired him. That's what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
He went home and went, man, I'm a
little bitch.
I'm a coward.
I got to go back and get her.
Right.
And did. And I really think that, you know, they're wrapping certain things up really in a very quick way.
Which means that's what I'm saying.
Right.
It all so last night they wrapped up so much stuff. I went, I don't know where this goes after.
Right.
They can't fight for 2 full episodes.
Well,
they just can't.
And it has to go somewhere from Winterfell. Like, okay, so whatever happens in this next battle happens, and then I assume the Army of the Dead continues down south. Like,
how do they get there?
They walk.
I have a different theory.
Okay, what do you think?
I think the thing that's going to surprise all of us is that Cersei will send her army to help them. In the end of the 3rd episode or the beginning of the 4th episode.
I don't know. I think that, you know, that she just gave Bronn 2 giant suitcases full of gold to go and murder her brothers.
I know.
Right.
So I don't think that that's going to happen. I mean,
I don't think she's out for redemption at all.
No, she wants them all to die, and then she'll fight the, you know, whatever's left. She'll fight the entire army of everyone that's ever lived.
And maybe marry the Night Walker or whatever.
We're talking about Game of Thrones. If you're just dialing in, you don't want any spoilers.
Yeah, this is not the place to be if you don't. We're trying to.
We're going to get it all done here now, though, so you can listen later.
707 says next week's episode is 83 minutes.
Oh, boy.
So let me ask you something, because it stands out a little bit. So you said something about only certain people can get near the dragons, right?
Right.
What are their names?
The Targaryens.
Okay. So then that would mean that the Ice King is a Targaryen, right?
I don't think so. I think that once something is dead, he's able to reanimate it and use it for his... That's why they were saying like they want to try and get him to come to Bran, because he wants to kill Bran. He wants to kill the Three-Eyed Raven because he's the memory of the world. They feel that if they kill him, everything he's created will drop. Like, the war can be over in one fell swoop if they kill the Night King.
Right.
The problem is he's on the dragon. Do they know he's reanimated that dragon?
I don't think they do.
Oh,
they do?
Yeah, can the wheelchair tell him?
Yeah, somebody told him.
Oh, I don't remember that.
Because I'm thinking he's going to swoop in and kill Bran because he's going to hide in the god or be in the godswood, you know, to tempt the Night King to come to him.
Mm-hmm.
Is he forgetting that the guy is just going to swoop down and kill him with the dragon? Like, I don't understand. So, if they can kill the Night King, then it's all over. This next episode, I think, though, is the... Remember they said they did 55 nights of night shoots to get this battle filmed? It's the biggest battle that's ever been filmed and blah, blah, blah. But I don't want it to be all about the battle. Like, I just, you know, you see enough swords clashing, you're like, okay, give me
that's
an overview. And can we switch to Bronn's progress with his... bow and arrow on the road to kill the brothers. Mm. Like, I just don't know. And then, is it going to move to the next place down and we're going to watch this whole thing again where they're just preparing for a battle the whole time? And I really want that sixth episode to be an epilogue where they're even flash forward a few years and we see, you know, peace in the kingdom. Vinny, of course, thinks it'll be just night.
Did you mention the title?
Oh, you know, it turns out there is a title for the episode, so I don't know if this is every time, but... Each episode has a title.
Yeah.
Last week's was Winterfell. This week was Game of Thrones 69.
Yeah. Oh, God, I love that number.
What does that...
Which we thought, is that just a joke because they love, you know, 69? Mm-hmm. Nice.
How could you not?
It's great.
So fun. I did that Friday night. It's so fun.
Oh, good. Aww. Good for
nice.
You.
Nice.
Awesome, Vinny.
That's fantastic.
Oh, you got to love that.
Sure.
That number.
That is a good,
everybody's
a solid
happy.
Number.
Mm. What do you mean?
No, you're right. It's great.
Well, sometimes you're distracted by things and... So are they, depending.
But it turns out...
You guys
so we
are slacking.
Oh,
sorry
Jesus.
About that.
I agree. I agree that there's a distraction
It's
factor.
Hard when you're different heights, too.
Oh, I never thought about that.
You know what? If you guys want to talk about this, we can.
No, that's it.
So was that the episode number?
That was the episode number.
Oh, okay.
But they didn't have a title on it. But it turns out that there is a title, and it's I think it's A Knight of the Seven Kingdoms.
Oh.
Which is very sweet. Title for it. And I don't know if next week is called battle, but I'm going to look next week and just see if it says Game of Thrones 70, and then later they add the title. I don't know. But we did think it was really funny, and we thought maybe it was because Arya gets naked. Like, oh, God. That little girl. Oh, time marches on.
There's a story in the news that when she was given the script, she thought they were joking.
Like, really?
Because she hasn't had any...
any kind of love interest at
all. So she was all... she was tripping.
Well, it's the last night.
It makes sense.
Yep, it does.
408 says, my husband thinks Arya is going to transform herself into a White Walker to try and kill the Ice King. She was asking lots of questions about them. Mm. She was.
It would make sense that she's the hero.
Right. It would.
It could be as...
turns out the little girl.
It could easily be her. As much as it could be anybody.
I'm dying to see where they go with it. I'm really afraid. They can't mess it up. It's just too good.
Well, no, they can mess it up.
Don't mess it up. In fact, most endings do mess it up. I'm saying, please don't mess it up. I really want the last episode to be like 5 years in the future and John and Danny are married. They've got a little kid.
John and Danny?
Yeah.
Yeah, they were saying Danny a bunch yesterday.
John and Daenerys.
Right. The way you just said that, though, I mean...
Well, I read the books, and they always call her Danny in the books.
Can she have kids, or does she just have dragons?
She thinks she can't have kids, because that witch, remember, cursed her? You'll have another child when the sun rises in the west and sets in the east.
Oh, wouldn't that be great to see Jon Snow with a dad body and...
Yeah, it would
Daenerys, little pooper on her. Little mom weight.
It would be great. I would be so happy for them. Look at them all happy and settled. I think it would be great. So I'd love to see a roundup of how happy everyone is. Peace on earth. Goodwill toward men. Anyway, that's all our time we have. I had a stack of stories and I didn't even look down at them. All right, Vinny, what's coming up in the news?
News is next.
Fantastic.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show coming up at 7 o'clock. We have tickets for Avengers Endgame. Oh. You want to check that out. This week is when it opens, and Hooman will be reviewing it on... Am I not allowed to say when you're seeing it?
Yeah, you can't say when we're seeing it. But yeah, Thursday we are reviewing it, and it'll be me, Rudy, and...
Bryn.
He's going to have a lot of thoughts.
Bryn will.
Yeah.
How do you know? He hasn't seen it yet.
Yeah, how do you
know? He has no thoughts.
Maybe they saw it already.
Oh.
Oh, that's a good point.
I'm not getting any clues.
Sounds like they saw it already.
Does it?
Yep.
Did you?
No.
Oh. Well, it'll remain a mystery, I guess.
We can't say anything yet.
Anyway, we peek for the week on Thursday. So, and you can win tickets for Avengers coming up at 7.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Earth.
Hello, Earth.
Today is Earth Day. Yeah.
We love you, Earth. We love the Earth. It is our planet.
It would be great.
Bless you. You're allergic to something on Earth?
She has a cold.
Oh, yeah, that's right. God bless you. Oh, poor thing.
Well, that's what partying hard does for you.
Well, I really hope I don't catch that.
You go out.
The party cold.
Party hard, and then you
caught
catch
it from
a cold.
Someone there at the party had it.
You was taking it kind of easy, it seemed like.
I was. It's hot. I cannot party at night. I'm just no good.
Oh. Well, it's the only
you
time
like the
I
day
can party.
Do you?
Yeah. I'd much rather hang out during the day and chill and then go home and
go to bed.
It's all over with. The next day starts.
If you're just joining us, the big announcement that Sarah was holding from us was right. That she's a minister and she wed Tommy Igo and his lovely
holy,
bride.
Holy now, you know. Yeah, I did a wedding. It was super out of my wheelhouse, but very fun. Honor to do it.
It's great.
Anyway, happy Earth Day. Here's a few. I'll start with this story. It's about Earth and about Earth Day. 68% of us think used plastic utensils can be recycled, and technically they can, but it costs too much, so recycling plants do not recycle.
Oh.
All of your utensils. The more I have read about recycling in the past few months,
oh my God, it's
the
so
more
depressing
it becomes, because you really, I used to think there was not only money to be made, but that this process was doing a lot of good.
Right.
And when you find out that it's not how we think.
At all. Even a little.
It's heartbreaking.
It is.
Really?
Yep.
So those utensils not being recycled as you think they are.
Right.
They're just ending up in landfill. 53% of us think greasy pizza boxes should go in the recycling bin, but they can't be recycled either.
Oh. What the?
So you're putting them in there, and you're just making work for someone who's got to pull them out and put them in the garbage.
Are those compostable, though?
I don't
Probably.
Know.
Probably. I mean, they're cardboard.
That soaked cardboard was okay for... Right.
Usually, what I've been reading about is most of the stuff that you put in there all full of food and garbage... They don't clean that.
And it pollutes the other stuff.
Right.
The stuff that maybe could be used. You have to put only clean stuff in your recycling.
You have to. So a peanut butter jar needs to be rinsed out entirely.
It needs to be washed.
For it to go through.
Right. Oh, God. It is. It's heartbreaking.
82% of Americans want to be more environmentally friendly, but only 31% of people say they always recycle. Mm.
Well, and as it turns out, you can always recycle and it's still not getting recycled. It's like...
Can't win?
No.
You can win. You have to just do better. That's all.
It's about having less things to actually recycle. I hate to say it, but, you know, there need to be just massive changes to how we get our food. The packaging and et cetera. I mean, like you made the shampoo bottle thing, the comparison the other day. Like, those are just...
83% of us would be willing to pay extra for products if they were more environmentally friendly.
Yep. I would pay more. And hopefully waste less.
3 in 10 Americans are now using reusable water bottles instead of plastic. 3 in 10, that's not a good number.
No.
That should be at least half.
Well, and we just should, you know, be selling water in glass or in cans. You know, it's the plastic is the problem.
Right.
But the real problem is not just the big pieces of plastic that are in our world and that we cover our food with and et cetera. It's the microplastics that like now clothes are filled with like little plastic beads almost that just they can even be blown around by the wind.
Well, they say that stuff's in face soaps.
It's in lipstick. It's in clothes. Mm-hmm. It's in everything. And it's like microplastic. And there's no way to collect it. There's no way to recycle it. And it gets into our water supply when we wash the things.
Right.
It ought to be against the law.
Well, and listen, I'm going through this kid thing much later in life. I didn't know that glitter was the devil until now. But glitter's on every kid thing you can imagine. And I don't want her to have less of a fun life. But glitter, get rid of it. Get rid of it all the way through to in every product. No one needs glitter.
Didn't even think of that. Is it plastic? Must be little pieces of plastic.
It's got to be, right?
Little shiny. Oh, it's awful.
You can't get rid of that stuff for the life of you. And it's on it's on all of the Disney princess outfits.
Oh, of course. They're made of they're just, that's a plastic monstrosity.
Anyway, it's Earth
wears
Day.
Every day.
I hope you... We're going out the beach today to do a little cleanup. Mm. There are certainly groups you can join if you want to help. I'm in Surf Rider Foundation, but there's tons. Save the Waves. There's tons of
ways to get involved.
Right. Okay. This is the last big story, and then we'll get to some fun. Sri Lanka.
Oh.
There were some suicide bombers that killed 290 people and 500 people at least. Are reported injured. This happened at the attacks were on churches and hotels, and they named the group, and I just thought, okay, what does that mean? What does that
Easter
even mean?
Services.
Yeah, right.
It's horrible.
So, okay, so the Warriors won. Yay! They're up 3-1. In their series against the Clippers, their next game is on Wednesday night at 7:30. The Sharks got a win and
now
tied the series
game.
Up. They
it's
won
incredible.
Last night, double overtime.
Incredible. Good for the Sharks. You know, I had a feeling about the Sharks.
All right.
I mean, I don't want to say anything. When's the last game?
The
tonight?
Next game is Tuesday night. It's a home game, so San Jose is going to be rocking.
Oh, my God.
Are you going to that, Alden? You are? Oh, he's going to every game.
That's it. Well, and you know what? Yeah. There are people, our friend Eric also, they follow the Sharks. It's their main team. Mm. They keep that team in business.
Right.
And I really would love to see the Sharks finish. I mean, that's one of the...
Well, it'd be nice for them to get out of the first round. Let's put it that way.
Yeah.
Come on, guys.
So, Tuesday night, 7 p.m. game time. Go Sharks.
Go Sharkies.
How about a couple fast facts?
Oh my God, Vinny,
you.
I love them. Change it up, baby.
There's an Oscar for Best Original Musical, but it hasn't been given out since 1984 because there hasn't been a year with at least 3 worthy nominees.
Oh, you're saying if there were more shows that were musicals that they'd add that category.
That category is there. Hmm. They just don't have enough nominees. I'm going to give you the date.
Okay.
1984 was the last Oscar presented for the Best Original Musical.
Hmm.
Who won it?
Couldn't have been Moulin Rouge.
No.
In 84?
I want to guess.
Okay, go ahead.
Is it Annie?
It is not.
I'm trying to think when Grease came out, but that was before then.
One. How about The Wiz or something?
Oh, it was it Dirty Dancing?
It was not.
Oh. Was it What's the one with my endless love? I bet it was either Flashdance or. Oh. What's the one with the where Kevin dances?
Did we say
Kevin?
Dirty Dancing?
The critics hated Flashdance. There's just no way.
What about the one where
Flashdance.
Kevin Bacon can't? They not allowed to dance.
Oh yeah.
What's that one called?
It's not it.
Oh, it's okay. Not.
You're barking up the wrong tree.
Is it a kid thing?
It is not.
Oh.
Let me give you the date again. Okay. 1984, the Oscar for Best Original Musical.
Hmm.
1984.
Is it 1984?
No. But that year, I mean, think about that year. What was
I was busy that year.
What was the biggest
Saturday
thing?
Night? No, that
no.
was 70.
Oh, no, yeah.
What was the biggest event that happened in 1984? Is that what you were going to say?
No.
Oh, what were you going to say?
Well, think of the big musical acts in 1984.
I can't even think.
Purple Rain.
Purple Rain is the winner.
Right. That's funny.
Did you look that up?
Start thinking about high school and stuff.
I'm thinking like Bruce Springsteen, right?
Yeah.
But Prince, huge. Yep.
That was huge.
Terrible movie, but huge.
It didn't matter. Terrible, you just got to see him the whole time and all the music.
The music was great. Acting.
So good.
Ugh.
The cast of Glee has 207 singles make the Billboard Hot 100 chart, which is the most ever. Drake is second at 193. Lil Wayne is third with 162.
Boy, that's a lot of songs.
And Elvis is fourth with 109.
Mm. Make it rain. Hoes, make it rain on them hoes. I make it rain. I make it rain with the hoes. I make it rain.
Rain on them hoes.
Oh, look at you. You ain't nothing but a hound dog. God, my dad loved Elvis so much. I have a special place for Elvis just because my dad loved him so much.
Well, Elvis was big.
He was big. Well, that was just a lie.
I never did the Elvis thing.
And I said you was high class.
Well, that was just a lie.
Hey, you ain't never caught a rabbit, and you ain't no friend of mine. It's a good one.
So good.
Sarah, how about a game?
Okay, I love a game. So right now you're at zero. You owe me $5 if I win this one. I'm ready.
I don't, never mind. The game's, all right, I'll play it.
All right. What?
He's just afraid. Look, zero.
Well, but this is an easy one, I think.
Okay.
Okay.
Let's play an easy game.
Our moon.
Yes.
Is bigger or smaller than Pluto, the planet? Our moon is bigger or smaller than the planet Pluto.
Well, my first instinct is to say that it's smaller because the moon is pretty small, and for something as far away as Pluto to be perceivable, I mean, it would make it just less than a speck of dust. I'm going to just go with my first instinct. I'll say it's smaller, although I'm sure the reason you're asking is because it's bigger. I'm going to say that the moon is smaller.
The moon is larger than Pluto by 46%.
So Pluto's a chip. I should have known.
The moon is larger than Pluto.
I should have known the only reason they would ever even have this stat is because Pluto is smaller. Pluto is a nothing. It's a great big nothing. Or a little tiny nothing.
Is it considered a planet?
Not anymore.
Yeah. Okay.
Which is BS.
Well,
It was.
And then I thought they brought it back.
People like the nine. This is right. The nine.
One last one for you.
Okay.
These are fast facts. Only about 8% of the money in the world currently exists as cash. The rest is numbers on a computer.
Yeah.
Numbers on a computer.
Cash.
So weird.
It is weird.
It comes into my account and goes out, and I never see it, never touch it, and it's just numbers
on a
website.
Right.
There was a story yesterday on the Sunday morning news about all the cashless stores that are popping up everywhere, cashless restaurants, and people are pretty bummed out about that because a lot of people maybe do not use credit cards. Maybe they don't have credit and cash is supposed to be king, but none of these places are accepting the cash.
Well, then they don't have to handle it. It's, the thing is, though, that credit card companies charge them.
Yeah. the stores.
You know, so they actually have to jack the prices up a little to cover the thing that the. I think it's like it's a lot too, 3 to 5%.
It is a lot, and some like Amex, I believe, charges way more than say MasterCard or.
Oh, is
Visa.
That so? Yeah, maybe so that's why a lot of places won't even take it.
That's exactly right, and that's the main thing I use.
Yeah.
But on,
what do you do when you run into that? You pull out another.
I have another one that I can use, or I go get cash.
Yeah.
But on, I want to say it was Friday, maybe Thursday. I had to mail a box, and I brought my daughter, because you know she wants to follow me. Yep. So she follows me. We get in, we go and mail, and so I'm like, okay, I'm going to teach her at the register.
Cool.
So I go, okay, you're going to pay, and she starts to get weird. The lady checking her out starts to smile like, okay, this will be fun. So I hand my daughter the money and we're waiting. And the lady says, that's going to be $23 or whatever. So she's got $220. She walks, she like takes a step forward and throws the money at the lady.
Oh my God.
And I'm like, whoa.
Throws the money.
Whoa.
Make it rain on them hoes.
And then she looks back at me like she's shocked that I, and she starts to get like upset. And I'm all, no. Don't start crying. Not now. Listen. No,
cry in the car later.
You don't throw money at people. First of all, this is hard earned.
Yeah.
Number one. Number two, that's not respectful of this lady who's helping you here.
Right. She's not going to bite you. Just
so I take the money back. I put it back in her hand. I hand that to her nicely, please. So weird. And I'm teaching her cash. She's never going to use that, right?
I know. So funny.
Cash.
You know, I never really believed what they said. When I was a kid, they said, oh, by this year, there won't even be any cash. Everyone will just have a little chip. Or you'll have, you know, your credits on some kind of card or something. And it really has gotten that way. Mm-hmm. These days, you just have your Apple Watch on or, you know, whatever you're using. And you walk in any store and it's hooked up to all your stuff and you pay right there. It's weird. Mm. Boop.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's a couple. These aren't spoilers. These are just texters saying stuff. So don't trip.
But they might be spoilers.
But plenty of people can guess stuff.
Sure. We're all just ruminating on it.
650 says, my guess is Daenerys is going to kill Samwell Tarly because he is the only one that knows.
Well, Bran knows, Bran. Too.
It was funny, though. She's like, oh, really? So your best friend and your brother are the only ones who know this.
Off with their heads.
Yeah, she can change that real quick.
Then
he goes, it's true, Denny. I know it.
Well, it shows him in a very good light, doesn't it?
He's not the
bastard everyone thought he was, is he?
God, what a crazy thing, though. He's down there looking at this, you know, the crypt statue of his aunt, thinking, Jesus, that was my mother. Incredible. It's such an... I've got that show. It's epic.
707 says... OMG, GOT, fave moment, Brienne being knighted.
Oh my God.
Amazing.
That, I'm telling you, my favorite moment of the entire scene. That
Did
smile.
Did you cry at all?
Oh, yeah.
You cried?
I was bawling during that
loud.
Scene.
Did you bawl?
I wasn't bawling loud.
Like,
I was silently. Stop it. Stop it. I was not. I was not.
Were you?
No.
You were.
I was just, where's the tissues?
She holds it and she goes, and then either
stop it, Uman. I did not.
Jesus.
I didn't. That's ridiculous.
Sucks in the air.
God,
and then
I love that
explosion.
Movie. I mean that show. All right. Thank you. Thanks for your input. God.
Wow.
I don't know how anyone had a dry eye with that. That was beautiful on so many levels. It just
On how
so
many
great.
Levels?
Five levels at least.
Five levels?
Just the fact that she's, you know, this is who she is her whole life, and there's no hope for her. Traditionally, there are no women who are knighted, and the whole, all around
is that
them
audio,
are...
Is that audio from Sarah's house?
Yeah, it's from yesterday.
Oh, straight from the scene.
Recording you sent
Boy, Hooman finally comes in with some tape.
I know, it's amazing.
Well, it was a home run, Hooman. Well done.
Thank you. Thanks, bro.
God, what a baby.
Shut up. It was so good. There was so many. There was a lot of stuff to cry over. I cried a little bit when Theon and Sansa
embraced. That was my favorite.
Did you cry?
No, I was just like, I mean, my eyes did well up a little bit at that moment.
What, at the night moment or at the Theon and the Sansa thing?
Theon and Sansa thing.
Well, look, there's a guy who was just, what a loser.
What a loser is right.
In the end, he wound up saving her from that horrible Ramsay Bolton.
And he
did. That's why she loves him.
Right.
That's why she was.
Like, they, if not
that's
for
why
you.
They had that moment, right? She wouldn't be here.
Does anyone think Theon's going to make it to the end?
No.
No.
Oh, come on.
He's weak.
Oh. Wow.
Well, his part is done. Damn. He's done what he can do. He's redeemed himself. He's going to die like a hero. It's, you know, this is the hardest part is that a bunch of people I like are going to die. Like, this is not.
Are they?
It's not going to be good.
Who's not going to make it through a next episode?
I'm not going to say. Because how do I know? But.
Should we guess?
I don't even like to think about it. I'm just going to watch it
Let
unfold.
Me present you with a possibility.
Here we go.
Okay.
Here we have seen a show that, like, the first episode, they kill the guy, they kill the guy who you think is the main character.
I know!
And they continue to off people at a pace where you're like, who's going to be left?
Well, don't worry. There's 1,000 people on that cast.
I tried
wonder
to stop
if,
liking people because everyone I was liking was getting killed.
Wonder if. They surprise us by not killing everyone here.
That'd be great.
Wonder if that's the hook. There's the like.
That was one of the things
the
that
catch
I
catch is like you've been conditioned to
love
expect
these people. Oh.
Slaughter and maybe people live.
I know. I loved when Tyrion said that too. Like they're all sitting there, sort of accepting their doom. As, you know, as they're readying for this battle, and he says, "I think maybe we'll live."
And then they all laugh, right? Don't they all
but
laugh?
But I was like, let him be right for once.
Will there be a Game of Thrones movie once this is all over?
Oh, I can only hope. God, that'd be great.
Will Brianna Tarth make it through the next episode?
You know,
yes.
I think we were all talking about this. We were talking about this last night after that. It was like, that was the completion of her arc.
Don't like, say that.
And that maybe that's the writers did that so that they can
kill her off.
Oh, no.
I know.
What about if Jamie ends up doing her?
It's not going to be Jamie. It's got to be Redbeard.
Got to be Red.
He wants to hit that
but it's not for him to decide.
Maybe it'll be the Devil's Threesome.
What?
Two of them together.
The next episode.
Little Tower over the top.
They're going to do the Eiffel Tower, the two of them.
his metal hand. And
we'll definitely, we'll know for sure which one made a baby with her. That's bright red or brown, right?
Yep. All right, well, let's break. We'll be right back.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.